Samuel. Once there was a woman whose name was Hannah, and she was very, very upset because she couldn't have children. She prayed to the Lord, and she had wept and mourned before him. She made a promise called a vow. O Lord of hosts, if you will look down upon the bitterness of your servant and remember me, and will give to your servant a male child, a baby boy, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will touch his head. In due time, Hannah did have a child, and she called him Samuel, because she said, I asked him of the Lord. Her husband, Elkanah, and all his family went up to the sanctuary each year to offer the sacrifice to the Lord. Hannah didn't go up, because she said to her husband, I won't go up until the child is weaned, and then I will take him, so that he can serve before the Lord and remain there forever. Elkanah said to her, you do what seems best. Just wait until you've weaned him, that is, until he was on solid food. But do keep your promise to the Lord. So Hannah stayed at home and nursed her little boy until he was old enough to wean onto solid food. When she'd weaned him onto solid food, she took him up with her, with a young bull, 3 years old, some flour and a bottle of wine. She brought him to the sanctuary of the Lord in Shiloh, when the child was still very young.
And why did she bring a bottle of wine?
Well, wine was one of the sacrifices that the people offered to God. It was a sign that they were at peace with God, just like we take the bread and wine today as part of our memorial meeting celebrating the fact that we are at peace with God through Jesus. So she took these things up to the sanctuary, and she brought the little boy to Eli the priest, and Hannah said, I am the woman who stood here praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and God has given me what I asked of him in prayer. So I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And they worshipped the Lord there.
And so there was another thing that so Eli's other wife had children, and she said, na 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 na, you don't have children, I do.
That's right, that Elkanah had another wife called Peninnah, and she teased poor Hannah. So it just shows that the woman who trusts in the Lord is in the end going to be justified. So Elkanah and his family went home, and Samuel stayed behind and was taught by Eli. Every year Samuel's mother made him a little coat, and she brought it up to him when she came up with Elkanah to offer the sacrifice every year. She must have wondered every year, I wonder how big he is now. And so the child Samuel grew and was in favour both with God and with men, and he served the Lord before Eli.
And she must have thought, is this too big? Is this too small?
Will he grow into it? God called Samuel. Eli's eyes began to fail him. He started to go blind. Once, when Eli was lying down in his bedroom, before the lamp of God had gone out in the temple where the ark of the Lord was kept, and before Samuel had lain down to sleep, God called Samuel. And he answered, here I am. Samuel ran to Eli and said, here I am, because you called me. Eli told him, I didn't call you. Lie down and sleep. Well, Samuel went and lay down, and again he heard God's call, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli again and said, here I am, because you did call me. Eli answered, I did not call you, my son. Lie down. Samuel didn't yet recognize the Lord's voice. God called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli when he heard those words, Samuel, Samuel. And he said, here am I, you did call me. Then Eli understood that the Lord had called the child. So Eli said to Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, you are to say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and God came and stood there and called him as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So this just shows that although you're children, it doesn't mean that God won't work with you. God worked with the little boy who brought the bread and fishes to Jesus. God worked with Samuel while he was still so little. And God will work with you. But you've got to respond to him. So God went on to say to Samuel, I'm going to do something in Israel which is terrible. One day I'm going to punish Eli, just as I have said. Eli's sons were very wicked. And God said, I have told him this, that I will judge his family because of the wickedness which he allows his sons to get away with, and he does not hold them back. In the morning, Samuel opened the doors of the sanctuary, but he was frightened to tell Eli about the vision. But Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel. And Samuel said, Here I am. Eli said, What was it that God said to you? Please do not hide it from me, and may God punish you if you hide anything from me, of anything that he said to you. So Samuel told him everything. Now how brave was that? Probably we would have thought, uh-oh, I can't tell Eli that God is mad with him and he's going to judge him because I depend on Eli to look after me and I'm only a child. But he did speak God's word, just like we should speak up for God's word, even if it seems embarrassing or difficult. Eli said, It is the Lord, let him do whatever seems good to him. Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. And everybody in Israel knew from Dan to Beersheba that Samuel was to be a prophet of the Lord.
And you would have thought if you were Samuel, I'm scared that Eli might be mad at me because that's what God said.
That's right, but he was strong, although he was young, like Daniel and his friends when they were in Babylon, they were young.
And he loved God.
That's right, he loved God, and he loved God more than worrying about what men might do to him.